Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. What do you think of the new intro? It's just slightly different. I wanted something to reflect where Base Camp is at, but still keep the music and the part that still resonates about living a courageous life. It's not that I won't do stuff around men and masculinity. It's just that my role in the awakening, in this narrative war, as you would say, has turned out to be much bigger than just messages to one of the two genders. Are you following me? Today is a short format fire starter to sort of preview season 7, and because none of my interviews really fit well with the moment. Do you know what I mean? President Trump has just been inaugurated as our 47th president, a miracle unto itself. So I thought a shorter episode to lay out the season, but also to talk about President Trump might be proper. I almost always start the new season with a good interview, but God wanted me to start this way. So here we are. Let's kick off season 7. . 2025 is going to be epic, that much I can promise you. The mood of the nation is one of anticipation. The MAGA movement is giddy with excitement naturally, why wouldn't we be? I even think traditional liberals are what I would call Trump curious, like I was in 2017. They're taking a deep breath, taking stock, and seem to be, dare I say, cautiously optimistic? A sort of, okay, you might be right on some of this, let's see what your orange man can do. That is enough, I think. Everyone needs to ripen and awaken at their own speed and on their own timeline. Personally, I and millions of others worldwide have been waiting for this convergence in the timeline. The battle for the soul of America and the world is not over, not by a long shot. But we have assumed the high ground. We see the globalist enemy below us for the first time, really. We were so gaslit and in the dark. The strategies and tactics from the high ground are different than when you are in the shit and don't even know you're in the shit. Are you following me? I jotted down some notes while listening to President Trump's inauguration speech, a few things that stood out to me. Some of these were on the president's to-do list, and others are American qualities that he wants to remind us of, and I thought it was a fantastic speech. He laid out our terrain back up the mountain while skewering the corrupt globalist deep state that was sitting right there beside him. Brilliant. The things that I heard that were tactical in nature were these. He declared a national emergency at the southern border and getting ready to launch the biggest deportation of illegals, starting with all the criminals. This starts tomorrow, and the rumor is it starts in Chicago. He will be putting troops at the southern border, and I think all Americans, whether they acknowledge this or not, are breathing a sigh of relief on this one. I know I am. He has declared the drug cartels as foreign terrorists. Fantastic idea. Does this include Big Pharma, Mr. President? Ha, just kidding. Not really, though. He said he is putting an end to DEI and all the transgender nonsense. That was an instrument of the radical Marxist left. Back to meritocracy, which is what this great nation was built on. He said there are only two genders and no more biological males in women's sports. You know, things that resonate with Americans with common sense. However, some of my favorite moments in his speech were not tactical. They were a call to awaken Americans to our destiny. He said, quote, the golden age has just begun, unquote, and quote, the impossible is what we do best, unquote. President Trump has his pulse on the American soul, and that is why he is so beloved by his followers. He gets us. The American people have spoken with their votes, and this is the man for the times. For this great American restoration. Nobody else is equipped for it the way President Trump is. He spoke of our inventiveness, our love of adventure and frontiers, of our optimism and entrepreneurial spirit. You see, President Trump knows something about Americans, something that has been relentlessly attacked by the globalists, that we function best when we're empowered, not beat down, that Americans love their nation, love their freedoms, and that we are naturally optimistic. It's one of our superpowers. I believe that President Trump is on a mission to restore our great republic and remove the impediments to our manifest destiny. Lastly, about Trump's speech, he said, quote, act with courage and vigor, unquote. Courage and vigor. Aye, aye, Captain. Another thing that I'll be watching closely in 2025 is the Make America Healthy movement and the work of Robert Kennedy Jr. People have been critical of Kennedy, but I say let's see what happens. Trump recently issued a statement saying that they were going to get to the bottom of the autism explosion in this country, and they would be looking at vaccines. To me, there's a slam dunk case there. If any doctor or ordinary human can read the book Turtles All the Way Down, written with great skill and care and anonymously by a couple of very smart Israeli researchers, then all of our leaders can do the same. Big Pharma should not be shielded from lawsuits. Not anymore. They have wreaked havoc on a trusting public, but I don't see much trust left over now. And what do you think will happen when normies learn the truth? Oy vey. Parents and everyday people trying to make ends meet? How will they react when they reveal what COVID really was about and how the virus got started? Or that childhood vaccine schedule is what is causing all the autism and other problems in kids? Truthers already know this stuff and have for years. We are mainly watching how the rest of humanity reacts when they learn the truth. Disbelief at first, but when it is confirmed and officially stated, probably unbelievable anger and resentment, don't you think? A sort of, who the fuck are these guys to do this to children? Well, we know the answer to that as well, but we're getting ahead of ourselves, Base Camper. For now, it's enough to say that the next few months are going to be interesting, to say the least. And if you're going to dismantle the deep state swamp or dismantle the U.S. corporation, then Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy's Doge is sure to be a wrecking ball. There are plenty of people on the left and in the center that think this is all populist talk with no bite. I don't think so. I believe that where America and the world stand a year from now is going to be a vastly different place than where we are now. And I think, in particular, the time between today, which is January 20th, and Memorial Day, which is May 26th, are going to be rapid-fire changes in information that everyone needs to integrate. MAGA and truthers, Bitcoiners, common sense moderates, Kennedy liberals, and normies. Everyone will be entering a new chapter in their hero's journey, which is where Basecamp comes in. This is our wheelhouse, is it not? And we may not get all the granular stuff exactly right, and I don't date fag anymore, as I don't know specific dates. But the bigger picture, well, we've been doing our best for years to help you with your discernment in being better able to recognize truth from lies, to detect it in the frequency and resonance that it is on. For truth has a different sound and feel than lies and deception do. Are you following me? I've been shadow banned and kicked off platforms and labeled a dangerous conspiracy theorist. So what? If President Trump can take slings and arrows from our enemies, then so can we. What are they call you when things you've been talking about for years become obvious to those that were calling you the names? I don't know, and I don't really care. Let's go preview season 7 to see what we're going to be doing. In terms of season 7, and I do this each year before we start, I make a quadrant, and in each quadrant I put a topic and maybe a subtopic or two, and this is what I commit to focusing on for the year, and this helps me keep things straight and from wandering off on some side tangent that isn't centrally themed. It also helps me identify good guests, as I can look at my quadrant and ask, is this a good fit? Here's the subject matter for this season, and it's really not all that different from season 6, but we've tweaked it just a bit, and these are in no particular order. First quadrant, I call it pro-America, pro-freedom narrative warfare. These are the most overtly political episodes that I will do. I'm a proud MAGA supporter and voice. I also have Make America Healthy and Education as subtitles because health and education of future generations are topics that are near and dear to me. Second quadrant, sovereignty, as in free from control, independent, responsible, self-reliant. The subtopics under this are Bitcoin, natural law, U.S. Republic versus U.S. Corporation, and decentralization, meaning anything that is emerging new and from we the people that subverts globalist centrist control of the people, whether that be technology, medicine, education, and so forth. Third quadrant, hero's journey / mythology / way of the soul. These are different ways to describe the same type of episode in my mind. And I think these are some of my most timeless episodes with some of my best guests. Harder to put together, but worth it when you hear it. And I believe the first mythic one I do this season will be my take on the movie The Matrix. Anyone who is close to me knows that I reference this movie all the time and make all sorts of connections and metaphors to what we see that is happening right now. Also, in this quadrant, I have men and masculinity as a subtopic, as I'm often speaking of male archetypes and that intersects with mythology. And last but certainly not least is the quadrant labeled extraterrestrial disclosure. Yep. Trump and his team know some things about this. I promise you they do. To ignore this topic for me would be a betrayal of myself and all the reasons I'm here with you. Included here as subtopics are Galactic Federation, Star People Races, and Starseed Wisdom. Yep, we're knocking on the door, and there will be an answer. How does all this sound to you, Base Camper? I get excited just typing the words, let alone sharing them with you. My final thoughts are this. Now is a good time to stay humble, keep your sense of humor, let your mind be flexible, and trust your heart. Humanity is going to get an upgrade on about 10 different levels right now, and I don't know about you, but I'm here for it. We may not be right on top of some of these revelations and disclosures yet, but God has instructed me to have microphone and pen ready to go at all times. I look forward to another season of Base Camp. I appreciate your ears, your open mind, and your good heart. We're all climbing the mountain together now. Thank you, Base Campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Good luck in all your endeavors, and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Base Camp for Men.